have the right to remain curious. For this week's TV show trivia, we have The Wire trivia. The show was groundbreaking in its depiction of crime on the streets from both sides of the law. As always, the show is three rounds of 10 questions each. Each round, dorky, geeky, and nerdy respectively, gets harder than the last. When you're done, be sure to share your scores with me on social media. I have a quick update on the Patreon tiers. If you haven't already joined, there are now two tiers. The original tier, $5 a month, is still there. You get ad-free episodes and some cool gifts every 3 months. These include stickers and a t-shirt. If you only want ad-free episodes and don't want the gifts, there is now a $1 a month tier. Both help keep the show running. Visit patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. Okay, that's enough chatter. I'm your host, Brian Rollins. This is the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast, and let's hit the streets. The Dorky Round. Number 1. Who played Detective Jimmy McNulty? Dominic West. Number 2. What late actor played Lieutenant Cedric Daniels? Lance Reddick. Number 3. Wendell Pierce played what police detective? William Bunk Moreland. Pierce was the first actor cast in the series. Number 4. The Wire takes place in which U.S. city? Baltimore, Maryland. Number 5. What actor portrayed Russell Stringer Bell? Idris Elba. Number 6. Sonia Sohn plays what police detective? Kima Greggs. Number 7. Headed by Kingpin Avon, what organization was being investigated by the Baltimore PD? The Barksdale Organization. Number 8. Beginning in Season 5, we start to follow the events in what city newspaper? The Baltimore Sun. Number 9. What was the nickname of Joseph Stewart? Proposition Joe. Number 10. Starting in Season 4, what middle school becomes part of the show's focus? Edward J. Tillman Middle School. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What network initially aired The Wire? HBO. Number 2. What is the show's theme song? Way Down in the Hole. Number 3. Though a different cover is used in each season, who wrote Way Down in the Hole? Tom Waits. Number 4. What was the nickname of Reginald Cousins? Bubbles. The character was based on a real-life informant, Possum. Number 5. What was the title of the pilot episode? The Target. Number 6. Unlike most TV shows and movies, The Wire does not use a soundtrack, but does use what type of music? Diegetic music, or source cues. The music comes from within the scene itself, like a radio or jukebox. Number 7. Which U.S. president is an outspoken fan of the series, calling it his favorite TV show? Barack Obama. Number 8. Who played Avon Barksdale? Wood Harris. Number 9. Played by Method Man, what was the nickname of Melvin Wagstaff? Cheese. Number 10. Which police officer leaves the force to become a teacher? Roland Prez Presbuluski. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. For how many seasons did The Wire run? 5 seasons. Number 2. In what year did The Wire premiere? 2002. Number 3. Who is credited with creating The Wire? David Simon. Number 4. Prior to writing books and this series, who did David Simon work for? The Baltimore Sun. He worked the city desk for 12 years. Number 5. Much of the writing staff followed Simon from what previous police series on NBC? Homicide: Life on the Streets. Number 6. What was the title of the final episode? -30-. It's a journalistic term to denote the end of a story. Number 7. Beginning the series as a city councilman, Tommy Carsetti ends the series holding what office? Governor of Maryland. Number 8. Season 2 introduces characters from the IBS Union. What is IBS short for? International Brotherhood of Stevedores. Stevedores are dock workers. Number 9. Which character killed the most people during the show? Chris Parlow. He's responsible for 11 on-screen deaths and 35 in total. Number 10. What crime syndicate was operated in the Highland Town neighborhood of Baltimore? The Greeks. And we are back at the station, or the hideout. Regardless of which side of the law you land on, I hope you had fun. We'll be back with more TV trivia next week with 30 more questions. Here's a hint of what's coming in episode 290. What 1970s spinoff of All in the Family actually ran for 2 more seasons than its parent series? A classic sitcom should be a nice change of pace from the drama this week, right? See you back here on Wednesday. This was episode 289 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you're into audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This show was released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License. Thanks for listening.